April is Autism Awareness Month. We have been able to speak with Helen Quigley, who is the director of SATAD, and she was able to explain to us about different activities as well as tell us her personal story. Today, to continue with our discussion of autism and to make more people aware of autism, we have Sam Sangster in the 88.9 Cube studio. Hi, Sam.
Hi.
We also have Anne Marcoux, who is special care counselor for Ted Estrie. Hi. It's so nice that you could be here with us, you know, during this month, this special month. Can you, first of all, just explain to us these acronyms once again? For SATED, what is that exactly, and what is the difference between SATED and the organization that you work for?
SATED is a community organization who supports people with autism. The acronym is, Service Autisme et Troubles Envahissants du Développement de l'Estrie. I'm not quite sure, mm-hmm. Don't quote me on that one. CRDI TED Estrie is Centre de Réadaptation en Déficience Intellectuelle et Troubles Envahissants du Développement Estrie, and we're a readaptation service that gives that support people with intellectual disabilities or autism.
Okay. Now, Sam, you do have autism. You have been diagnosed with autism, right?
A form of autism.
A form of autism, because there are different degrees. You don't have a severe form of autism. How old were you when you were diagnosed with having autism?
Probably as a child, when I was diagnosed with autism.
And has it been difficult for you? What are some of the difficulties that you face day to day?
I couldn't socialize because I kind of want to just be myself, like, you know?
To be kind of by yourself?
Yes.
Yes, yes. So you have been involved in different activities to help you with this, and you also have been working here at 88.9 The Cube, and you've been doing different tasks, and you do them quite well, actually.
Thanks.
You've even taught me a thing or two, that's for sure. You're very quick with the technical equipment, and just all in all, you've been doing a great job.
Thanks.
Also, you're very interested in music as well, and what has music done for you?
Music is a form to entertain, like, you know, go out there and make music and entertain others.
Does it help you connect with people? Do you connect with others?
Yes.
Because you know what, Sylvia, there's a myth with autism, and when we hear autism, we think that people don't want to be in relationship. And I don't think it's that. I think it's the fact of they don't know how to be in relationship with others. All the social cues are not obvious as they can be for mm-hmm. you and I. So this is an area that isolates them, but it's not because they don't want to be in a relationship. It's just that it's difficult for them to mm-hmm. know how to do small talk. Mm-hmm. They don't pick up on the cues. They're not sure how to relate. So Sam has discovered a means to connect with other people, which is really interesting. And you don't have to be social when you're playing music. You're just
That's
playing
right.
music.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I've seen him in action with a group of kids, and he's really he's right into his element there.
Yeah.
We don't need to talk when we're playing music.
That's so. Right. That's right. We're communicating in another way.
Yeah.
And you've been working with Sam for quite a while now. And what exactly has been your role?
Well, my role is to support him in his work integration. The first few months, we just took time to discover what he liked, what his skills were, because people with autism do have skills. Sometimes it's hard to market those skills because of the social barriers. But once you discover the skills, and our job as a readaptation center is to find a place where Sam can use his skills. And support the employer, because it's not always obvious to integrate a person with autism, especially if you've never been in contact. So just to build a bridge between the employer and the person, such as Sam, so that his skills are valued and that he can learn new things. I'm always amazed with the stuff that he's been learning mm-hmm. and doing here. It's really incredible.
Yeah, he's been doing a great job, that's yeah. for sure.
And when they're not in action, you don't really see those skills. They're not someone that'll say, hey, I can do this or I can do that. But when you see them in action, that's mm-hmm. where they really mm-hmm. Are able to light up.
Mm-hmm. So have you enjoyed your work here at CJMQ?
Yes, I have.
And so what are your goals for the future?
My goals for the future is to push my music further.
And how are you going to go about doing that?
I'll practice more guitar and more bass, and I'll get back to songwriting, and I'll do some recording.
And some recording as well.
Yeah. Oh,
that's great. That's great.
And I must say, CJMQ has provided a real neat opportunity for Sam to use his skills, and Sylvia is quite the gifted teacher, so and is able to set him up so that he's able to go to the next step, which is really, really neat. I knew Sam had skills, but I'd never seen what he was able to do, and I'm really impressed. And these are skills that eventually he'll market. He could market later on. So
absolutely,
we're learning communication. We're learning how important it is to communicate.
What better way than in radio?
Yeah, exactly. All kinds of skills we practice, and I could see Sam in the last year has really blossomed and come into, like, you know, what he can do, his skills. So he's always happy and keen. His
yes.
first stage opportunity, he said, "No, I don't think so." Can I say that? Can I talk about that? When we had found your first stage opportunity, mm-hmm. he worked at CBC last summer,
mm-hmm.
and when we first presented it to him, "No, I think that's too much for me." And my gosh, he did a really
he
good
did
job.
A really
and
great
actually,
job.
The interview that he did last year at CBC is entered in a competition.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I have heard the interview, and yes, it's a terrific interview.
Yeah. So CBC submitted it for a national competition. So who knows? Maybe you're going to be a star.
Who knows? You
are a star.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we thank you so much, Sam, for being here, telling us about this, and for working here at CJMQ.
It's my pleasure.
CRDI Tête d'Esprit organizes a recognition evening to celebrate our employers, and obviously our stagiaires too, because that goes together, but mainly to say thank you to our employers for opening their doors to our interns, and such as Sam. So we invite the intern and the employer to come and a little cocktail party, and we're going to have recognize some of the things that have been accomplished in the last year. So we're looking forward to that in June.
Any other events coming up for this special month of April that you can think of that you want to tell everyone about?
The Walk for Autism that's mm-hmm. going to be held at Jacques Cartier Park on the 26th of
that's right. Yes.
April. So that's always a good event. We were all there last mm-hmm. year, eh? Sam's family was all there. And
mm-hmm.
So it's nice because you get to meet other people who live with autism. And I think it's important to break down the barriers and the stigma. Once you get to know people with autism, when I first started working, I wasn't sure how to approach them.
Mm-hmm.
But really, once you get to know them, they're individuals and they have things to offer. And I think we got to go beyond the handicap.
Absolutely.
And, see the skills.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And they teach us how to see those skills. That's the big thing.
So that's
kind of interesting.
That's right.
I enjoy that.
Well, thank you so much, you two, for talking to us about this today.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.